Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Well, yeah, it is. It's a paper plane. You might not be aware of this, but Ireland has just competed in the Paper Planes World Finals last weekend in Austria. And actually, we didn't do too bad. Bill O'Shaughnessy, Brian Grant and Jamie Kinsella all represented our country in the Red Bull Paper Wings World Finals. You gotta love Red Bull and their imagination.
Yeah.
They just dream up. I think it's the same kind of... same part of our brains that, you know, when you made things in school, like with rulers and pens and fired them across the room. Or I remember we used to open the window a crack in Irish and just try and throw various things through this
tiny gap.
Like, I think that's how the Red Bull people's brains work. They're like, let's just do that, except on a bigger scale. Anyway, it is the Red Bull Paper Wings World Finals. And Dublin native Bill O'Shaughnessy is here in studio to tell us all about it. How are you, Bill?
Hiya, how are you?
Did you ever think you'd be on the radio talking about paper airplanes?
Absolutely not.
Was this your dream? Did you put this down in a CAO form at some point?
I've actually ticked this off my bucket list now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, radio interview about paper airplanes. Yeah.
Okay, we've got to ask you, how did you get into making planes and how did you know that suddenly you were going to represent your country?
Ooh, okay. It's a bit of a long story, but I was... also a student in DCU, and I was walking between lectures, and in my college bar, Red Bull were hosting an event, Red Bull Paper Wings.
Yeah.
And they were just ushering loads of students in. They were like, oh yeah, if you can throw a paper plane the longest or furthest, we'll bring you into the nationals. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, why not? I'll just have a pint while I'm throwing a paper airplane. I got an email back from Red Bull a week later saying, hey, you won in the airtime category. By the way, there's also a TikTok event as well for aerobatics. So if you want to enter that as well, cool. So I made a TikTok in my living room about throwing, I blindfolded myself, threw a paper airplane, and had a lit candle across the room, and it like just barely grazed over the flame and like took out the flame.
Wow, so, how many takes?
Oh, probably about 90.
It worked.
Yeah, it took 2 hours, but like, yeah, it worked. Yeah.
You gotta love how much time students have in front of them. Sit there and do 90 goes at this.
Okay, so you were ushered into a bar to do it, but hang on, had you any interest in folding paper airplanes at this point? No, were you given an airplane to fly, or did you have to make it?
Oh, you had to make it in front of them, yeah.
Right, and did you have skills up at this point, or?
Just getting in trouble with teachers.
Right, the usual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
standard usual. Paper airplane folding model. Okay.
And then, like, now, do you have skills that you didn't have then? Do you know about, like, you know, aeronautics and all these other things that you now need to know?
Oh, absolutely. We even while I was in Salzburg in Austria, they did a whole paper airplane like aerobatics workshop with us.
Okay.
So they taught us a lot about the aerodynamics of it, what actually makes a plane fly. There's like four rules, like there's lift, there's thrust, there's weight, and there's drag as well. So yeah, we got a lot of information about it, and also YouTube videos. So
okay, yeah, YouTube teaches a lot of things.
So you got dragged into a bar, first of all, then you did it, then suddenly you got onto the nationals, and then next thing you know, you're going to the world finals.
Yeah, when I walked into the nationals, it was in the private airport in Dublin, and I had a realization: this is all becoming so official way too fast.
Yeah. I just wanted a pint.
Yeah, and then I got told I actually won the aerobatics competition on TikTok. So I was like, okay, so I'm already guaranteed a spot going to Austria. I actually don't have to do this, but like I still went.
Right.
It was a really good time. Austria was amazing. One of the best experiences ever.
Okay, so talk to us about the Worlds then. So you go to Austria, Salzburg, and that's where the Worlds are held. So there are people from all over the world. Are they more prepared for this than you?
Well, there's 57 different countries competing.
Okay.
Over 60,000 participants actually entered.
60,000 entered?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So, a lot of people were a bit more prepared than I was.
Right. What kind of things did you see? Like, what were these people doing, you know, that was beyond you?
I will have to say, one of the most impressive people, he was actually in real life ninja from Japan. He would be doing loads of cartwheels, flips, wall throwing, paper airplanes in the air. He just really insane stuff. It was kind of just like watching like a Jet Li movie, but then with paper airplanes involved.
And so is that part of it then? We'll drill down into the kind of categories. So you said the first one was airtime that you won your first prize for?
Yeah.
And so airtime, I'm guessing, is that the length of time you can keep the plane in the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that would be to do with like a lot of gliders. So just paper airplanes with like lots of wingspan and like wing area.
Mm.
So that would be able to like catch flies and just like drift along.
Yeah, so it's not about distance, it's not about speed, it's just about hang time. That's what you're looking for. And were you then expected to put on a bit of a show and be a bit of a ninja yourself, or what did you do?
So aerobatics was mainly to do with just impressing the judges with the biggest spectacle you can to do with airplanes. So what I did was I had like a few paper airplanes like lined up like around the stage. So what I did was I had two paper airplanes in my hands. I did a few cartwheels while throwing them mid cartwheel, and then I dropped down into a push-up stance and started throwing airplanes while doing push-ups.
Yeah, we have pictures of that.
That's impressive.
It is very impressive.
So were you doing one-armed press-ups and throwing? Okay, well that, you know, one-armed press-up, whether you're throwing a plane or not, is impossible for most people.
Bill, you mentioned the word ninja, and this is incredible. When I was a child, I made a paper airplane. I don't know if someone told me or if I'm in my head. It's a hazy memory. I was 7 or 8. Mm-hmm. It's called a ninja baby.
Okay.
Right. So while we're talking,
Who called it a ninja baby?
I think I did. I don't remember. I'm 7. Okay.
Okay.
But I still to this day, it's the only thing I can make paper airplane wise. I'm going to make this while we're still chatting, and then I want you to judge it, you know, in terms of construction and all the things it needs to be a paper airplane. And by the time we're finished chatting, I'll have it for you and we'll go for it, okay?
I will say one of the most important things while making a paper airplane is no matter how many folds you do, as long if your wings aren't symmetrical, it won't do what you want it to do.
Symmetrical wings is a given, my friend. Okay, so I'm already ahead of the curve, as it were. Well,
while he's doing that, I'm just looking at some of the hang time or the airtime records. I know that there was a chap from Pakistan who won the airtime section, and his plane was in the air for 14.86 seconds.
Yeah,
which is a long time if you're just looking at it.
Yeah, I actually have the video of that. It was insane. It's really, really cool.
And does it do loops, or is it just casually gliding around the room?
It's honestly like just in slow motion in the air, just casually gliding like above people's heads until it finally comes to a stop.
Because you kind of have the impression that somebody would wind up like a baseball like pitcher and fling it as hard as they can. But like he presumably is kind of almost like letting it go for it to kind of float around like that.
You're actually the baseball one is actually...
Well, it's actually more accurate.
Yeah, so okay. For airtime, you want to get it as high as possible so it can glide
all
the way down for as long as possible. So there's like two different techniques. There's like just throwing it around like normally up in the air,
mm-hmm.
and there's also holding it with a backhand, just like so. You probably can't see this, but like that.
Okay.
And swinging your arm upwards. And that way it gets to like the pinnacle and then starts to just glide.
So the paper airplane is facing in towards you, and you're kind of flicking your arm upwards.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I should have done with the Ninja Baby all those years, and I would have been even better at paper airplanes, although I'm already pretty much a professional.
Well, also looking at some of the other winners and how seriously these guys take it. When you mentioned you were just sort of looking for a pint, next thing you're in Salzburg. Mm. Like, I see that the winner of the distance, he threw his plane 61.1 meters, which is an incredible distance.
Mm-hmm.
But that was thanks to 6 months of intensive training, whereby he gained 10 kilos and studied the intricacies of javelin throwing.
My God.
So he was full on training for this thing.
He was not looking for a pint in a student bar. That's for sure.
So was there any fun outside of the competition in terms of, you know, meeting other people from different places and that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I was there to compete and actually do well for Ireland. But there was also the, like, making new friends, making new interactions. I currently have a place to stay in 57 different countries if I ever want to go. So that's accommodation sorted.
Okay, here we go, Bill. This is the Ninja Baby. I'll just fly it over to you there.
Okay.
So that's my Ninja Baby that I made when I was 7. I've been making it ever since. I don't know, is that aerodynamically any good? Do you want to have a throw?
It actually works pretty well, yeah.
Okay.
So
wow,
yeah, really good.
It went right across the whole length of the studio. It must be like 5 meters
and into the bin. So probably where
until I get it.
So you did actually, but that's not
quite,
too bad, right?
It's quite broad and flat. Yeah, as opposed to the pointy traditional airplane.
And bulky at the front. So look at Bill's. So Bill has one there, which has got elements of mine, but looks a million times better.
Yours is reminiscent of those sort of stealth bombers.
How far do you think, how much airtime do you think you'd get out of that if we had the space?
I can get probably around 12 seconds.
12 seconds. Yeah. And 14 something seconds, one.
Yeah.
And do you stand under it going, trying to keep it up?
Actually, so in aerobatics, there, if you use like really light paper, so like newspaper or like dictionary paper, you can fold an a one layered airplane.
Yeah.
Where like if you drop it and like hold a board behind it, you can actually just keep the airplane flying forever.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so
like the paper's so light.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of science behind it. So like you're basically creating its lift for itself.
Okay, and obviously in these competitions, I presume the paper must be the same in order to have, like, in categories or whatever, so that people are competing with the same kind of scenarios.
Yeah, so airtime and distance all have to use the same Red Bull paper.
Gotcha.
But for aerobatics, you can actually use whatever you want.
Okay, because it's obviously style and tricks and everything else you're doing. Mm. So this is utterly fascinating.
Thanks for letting us into the world of paper airplane world championships.
And how did Ireland do? How did we do in our different categories?
So I came 14th out of 50.
Very good.
Better than mine. The other two lads, I think they came around the 20th, like 20, 30-ish.
And again, they would have 50-odd people or whatever in their category as well. Well, round of applause for the Irish lads.
Nice work, Bill.
Top work, Bill.
Did you get an Ireland tracksuit?
No, I do have an Ireland jersey for paper airplanes, though.
That's cool. Okay. That is cool.
It's all that matters. All I ever wanted to be was just going through an airport with Ireland written on the back of something.
Yes.
And
yes,
people go, oh, wow, he's representing his country. And literally, it could be paper airplanes, but it doesn't matter. You've got the gear, says Ireland.
Bill, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dermot and Dave, weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.